It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Aaron Bott with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. We've got a couple of fun events that are coming up, and you know they put them on throughout the year. And really, this is more geared, one of them is more geared to getting youth out into the field and getting them involved in hunts and things of that nature. So we're going to talk about that one. They've got a youth pheasant hunt that's coming up this weekend. And then they're going to have a mule deer event, a viewing event that's coming up in November. So we'll talk about both of those things with Aaron. Aaron, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks, Dave.
All right, well, let's just get right into it. Let's talk about this weekend coming up. Big youth pheasant hunt going to go on over in Emery County, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. It's an event that we plan every year, or we try to at least, and we've got 15 youth participants who are going to be going out near Desert Lake, just outside of Elmo there, and we're going to have a pheasant hunt for them. So we're providing the dogs and everything. It should be a good time.
And really, these are mostly to get kids involved in the hunt and get them out and you know, maybe they'll take to it and continue to do that and be stewards of the land as they get older. And is that really the main focus of these events like this?
Yeah, it really is. Something like pheasant hunting, it can be a real blast, but it can also be a little bit intimidating, especially for the youth who don't have dogs. They might want to come out. They might want to do something like this, and they just don't have the equipment or the dogs to do it. And so we're hoping to help everyone out. We're going to have some DWR employees out in the field. We'll be planting the pheasants for the youth, and we'll also be providing the dogs. And hopefully it will be a great time.
And so you're filled up on this event, correct?
We are.
Okay.
We are, but we do host this event every year, and it's about the same time of year, just around Halloween. So we encourage folks to look forward to this next year as well.
Okay. And you know what? Now is another great time to talk about it is getting that time of year and people are out, and it's probably, you know, you need to be a little bit more focused and a little bit more careful and cautious, even when you're out hiking or walking around in the mountains and the hills, because hunts are going on right now.
Yeah, that's correct. We definitely encourage folks to wear hunter's orange or something that will make them distinguishable. In fact, during this youth pheasant hunt, we require, of course, all of the participants to wear their hunter's orange. That's just a great indicator that someone's out in the field and you don't want an accident to happen.
Most definitely. So let's talk about now, looking forward to November, you guys are going to have a mule deer viewing event on the 13th of November. Where is that going to be at? And can people just go and show up, or do they need to register for that one as well?
They need to register for this one as well, but it's a bit more flexible. We're going to be hosting our annual mule deer watching event out at Nash Wash, which is pretty far east on I-70. So you're just about 40 miles east of Green River. And you can register for this event at eventbrite.com. That's B-R-I-T-E, eventbrite.com. And it's a great wildlife watching event. We host this in the evening, and it will take place on November 13th. So you can register for that, bring some binoculars, bring some cameras, grab a jacket, and have yourself a good time.
And once again, even though you're asking people to register for this event, it is a totally free event, correct?
It is totally free.
And so just kind of come out and see what's going on. How is, or have you got any reports or heard anything about how the population is doing this season?
Out at Nash Wash, we've got some pretty high expectations. Our biologist over that area has said that he's seen some great does, some great bucks as well. This is an area that we manage to help wildlife. So we kind of have created this little sanctuary out in the desert. And typically it gets a lot of attention from the local mule deer population. So we're crossing our fingers that we'll have a great viewing event.
All right. So once again, that is November 13th. And, of course, you can go on eventbrite.com to register for that one. It's a completely free event, but they do ask that you register for that, and then that way you can get all the instructions on how to get there and those kinds of things. Well, Aaron, is that covering it? We got everything taken care of?
That's everything.
All right, so we'll check back with you in a month or so and see what new is going on at the DWR. Thanks for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources for the state of Utah. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.